Akron Community Voice, spotlighting Akron's minority business owners and community leaders, featuring the programs and services of Bounce Innovation Hub. Akron Community Voice is made possible by WAKR 1590 in partnership with BU Podcasting Company. And now here's your hosts, Ace Epps and Kat McDaniel.
Good morning, and welcome to Akron Community Voice, a weekly talk show brought to you by WAKR 1590 and BME Akron. BME Community is an award-winning network of innovators, leaders, and champions who invest in aspiring communities. We train leading organizations in matters of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We run the most remarkable fellowship for Black leaders in the nation. My name is Kat McDaniel. I'd like to thank you for joining us and taking time to listen.
Good morning. My name is Ace Epps. We're on the air every Sunday morning at 9:30. We're going to get your week started off in the right direction. If you are listening to this on your social media page before Sunday or after Sunday, then you found us at www.akroncommunityvoice.com, or you found us on Allison's page.
That's right, or Ace's page.
Right. So listen, let people know that we are circulating new episodes. We're going to be spotlighting, all year we've been spotlighting local Akron entrepreneurs, business owners, community leaders, and a few creatives.
And as community partners, BME Community supports their efforts of Bounce and creating a better Akron.
Yeah, so listen, today in the studio, we have a person that's a business owner, community leader, and a creative all wrapped up into one.
Okay.
Right. This guy has his own podcast, of course. He used to be on WMVU with us over there at the other sister station.
That's right.
If you ask him, he's going to tell you that he's a speaking brand, a motivational speaking brand. He's at local community organizations, nonprofits, helping out, inspiring people. He got a new book coming out.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jay Black.
So what's the time? Did I jump in?
Yeah, this is my
Okay, I feel them three words coming. I'm excited. Yeah, so I'm happy to be in the building.
Right. So listen, again, for those of you who didn't know, this guy stays excited.
Yeah, right. He does.
He stays excited.
He's walking cup of coffee.
The ladies and gentlemen, a cup of coffee. Hey, so listen, before we get started, we usually do this thing called morning motivation.
That's right.
Tell them what the morning motivation is.
Well, our morning motivation is always an inspirational quote, a scripture, something that we find. I steal them a lot from online lately. We go around the room. I read the quote. Everybody gives their take on it. And Ace and I either buy it or we don't buy it.
Right. So what do you got for today?
Well, okay. It's okay to be a glow stick. Sometimes we have to break before we shine.
That
is by Jada Selner.
Oh, thought it was Jada Pinkett Smith. They got a lot of stuff going on. They're doing quotes. Okay, so read it aloud one more time. Read it aloud.
It's okay to be a glow stick. Sometimes we have to break before we shine.
What does that mean to you, Jay Black?
I think COVID-19 is a great opportunity to use this opportunity. Some people looked at this as the most terrible time ever. You know, I look at it as a blessing in disguise. It's definitely a big obstacle, but with me, I had a time to sit back, evaluate my brand, and make some adjustments, you know, even to invest in some higher learning to take me to the next level. So just understand that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So when you think it's just a storm, it's so dark, if you keep going, you'll get to that light. So that's my take on it.
Are you buying it?
You know, I'm going to buy it.
He
I'm
threw
going
that
to buy
COVID
it.
In there. He was politically correct with it.
When you hit the COVID.
You got to, yeah.
And you got to buy it, because during COVID-19, I wrote my first book, Goals Give Direction. So I'm showing you that it's light at the end of the tunnel if you keep going.
Exactly. Right. Okay.
All right.
Read it aloud one more time for yours truly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be a glow stick. Sometimes we have to break before we shine.
Okay. So if we look at the term break. All right. So listen. At first, I didn't know what the glow stick was. I forgot what it was.
Right.
You break it and then
that's
it shines,
uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about obstacles and barriers real quick. Just obstacles and barriers. So if you got obstacles and barriers, those are breaking points sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you're in those points, those valleys in your life, those are the creative time where, you know, this is where women say, you know, I'm going to get back at him.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is when guys say, you know, I'm going to get back at her. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to twist my hair up or something. These valleys is the spaces where people get creative and really start crossing T's, dotting I's, and being their best selves, versions of themselves, and then they start shining. Okay. Right? And so that shine is the thing that attracts people to them, but no one is seeing the broken piece. No one is seeing the work that they do to get to that new shine.
Okay.
That's what I'm selling today.
All right. Well, Jay Black, are you going to buy that?
Definitely, definitely. I think one thing you highlight is everybody wants the glitz and glamour, but they don't understand the backstory. You know, so
that's true.
That sums up what he says. So I definitely buy it.
Okay.
He's buying it.
Well, if he bought it, I'm going to
buy it. All right, all right.
You know what? You guys covered it
right.
So well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So,
so we're going to go ahead and have you go ahead.
I feel like there's nothing more I can bring to... No, I'm just kidding.
The glow stick.
When you take down, stick. Break.
Huh? You got to see how that break it down in the break.
Okay. It's okay to be a glow stick. Sometimes you have to break before you shine. So I just look at it... not only just with COVID, but I think if you're going into an entrepreneurial light, a lot of people don't decide to take that jump until they're forced. So that could be the economy. They might be forced out of a position. And a lot of people I know are furloughed and or they've been laid off during this mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. So they had to tap into their creative sources. But for them, it seems like everything is wrong. You know, they're at the breaking point. Mm-hmm. But at that breaking point
right.
is where they're finding... what is their niche really in mm-hmm, life? Like mm-hmm. they're finding their purpose and passion, and they're able to turn that into mm-hmm. something that is going to take care of them and their family kind of going forward.
I like it.
So
the breaking point.
That's the breaking point. Yeah. Okay.
And
so that's my take.
And the breaking point is where you find your niche.
That's right.
I like that. I'm buying that.
All right.
You buying it, Jay Black?
Buying it. I'm buying it.
Buying
all right,
it.
It's bought.
Buying it.
It's never been this easy for me.
Right. So listen, we do this every week at the beginning of the show as a form of an icebreaker. Please. Share that. See what you get on your Facebook pages again. Allison. Kat McDaniel's going to put it on her page. I'll put it on our page. And we're going to do a couple more things that we got coming up. Again, of course, we got to do some bounce announcements. But before we do the bounce announcements, Kat and I have been together creating a team.
That's right.
For resources, mm-hmm. right? And so we do have Susan.
We do.
We have, and Susan does the healthcare for entrepreneurs as well. We have a lawyer.
We do, Candy Robinson.
Right. And we have a business counselor, which is Cindy Woodrum.
That's right.
Yep. And then we're building a team.
These are
people who come in and out of bounds, but more importantly have agreed to be the Akron Community Voice team mm-hmm. to be able to answer questions, or we can refer you guys to them. Of course, we can refer you to a Bounce.
That's right.
And so Bounce right now, we have a program called Mortar. Mm-hmm. Mortar is a, read it aloud what Mortar is.
Mortar at Bounce is a 15-week cohort program. Helping businesses launch and maintain sustainability by creating jobs and increasing capital.
So if you think about it this way, so we have an ecosystem here in Akron mm-hmm. for entrepreneurs, man. If you call the Chamber of Akron, if you call Bounce, if you call the Urban League, if you call the Well, if you call the, I mean, you could call some foundations, even Burton D. Morgan, you could call GAR Foundation. Man, there's a whole Leanne Cannon. You could call any of the people we just talked on our team, Tony Bishop. You could call Shantae Robinson. You could call a million people who are here to help you. Perspective Roundtable. There's a whole bunch of things that is happening in Akron. Okay. So with that being said, imagine if you are a minority person listening to this and you've already started a business. You got your LLC. You're not aspiring. You're already rolling.
Right.
But you're probably not really hitting that fine spot yet, right? So Mortar is just that for you. This is for people who want to learn the nuances of business development. But more importantly, we've collected this ecosystem and brought them in collectively for 15 weeks. Instead of you going out looking for banks, we bring the banks in. Instead of you looking out for lawyers, we bring the lawyers in. And you learn in a cohort environment where you can learn from each other as well of crossing T's and dotting I's.
That's right.
Applications close when?
They close July 18th.
July 18th.
That's right. Get them in.
Yes, we want you to go to www.bouncehub.org. That's bouncehub.org/mortar.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's our bounce announcements.
Our bounce announcements.
I like that. It kind of rhymed, don't it? Never, yeah. Just realize that. Bounce announcements. So in the building.
In the building.
Today, I met this guy through my brother. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I met him, I'm like, this guy is, he's like Stephen A. Smith. Like, he's a broadcaster, I thought. He said, no, I'm a motivational speaking brand. And I'm like, who could be Stephen A. too? This guy is awesome. Let's get into his business and let Akron know. If you've been living under a rock, then you don't know who this guy is. But for those of you who are looking for somebody to come into your organization to speak, to motivate your employees, for people who have people who are looking for jobs, he can speak to that. He's done that for me a couple times whenever that opened up. Jay Black, the motivational speaking brand. What is a motivational speaking brand?
Well, at a point, I say motivational brand because I'm beyond the, I got a point. Somebody was telling me I was on a, actually a consultation call. It's like, yeah, everything you got going on, you're past that. You're a motivational brand. So with me, go-getter, you know, I'm here, you know, definitely always repping the brand. Got the go-getter shoes on, got the go-getter hat, go-getter shirt, go-getter tattoo, go-getter pen, go-getter notebook, but go-getter, my logo sums up my message. One finger to the brain, one to the sky. With the right mindset, you go to the top. I put the red check next to the brain because everything starts with the mind. It takes blood, sweat, and tears to achieve goals. So, motivational brand, a motivational speaker, of a mentoring program, Go-Getter Academy, make motivational speaking albums, new author. You know, so I'm staying in my lane as far as motivation and just different components. Also have a motivational clothing line, Go-Getter Apparel. So me starting off from motivational speaking is naturally just took this course as far as expanding. So at this point, I say I'm a motivational brand.
Let's talk about motivational speaking. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a young man the other day and we were talking about motivating people. Let's talk about, I mean, you obviously... I mean, I see you working out in the morning at 5 o'clock after working overnight. I mean, I know your style. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about not only motivating people. Let's talk about maybe giving people tools to get from A to B. I see you on Facebook. I'll be honest. Sometimes I see you on Facebook and I see you saying, go, do it. But then are you actually giving people tools to be able to get from here to said success?
Yeah, definitely. And also with my new book, Goals Give Direction, which is available for pre-order, jblackinspires.com. It's actually a success system. I break down a simple way far as how to write down daily goals. Mm-hmm. That's something there called the 8 steps of success.
Did you say the ace?
No, that's, eight. Sounds like
you said ace.
Yeah, that's the way to pick that too. But eight steps to success.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight.
Eight steps of success, 4 factors of impulse, 5 steps to a conversation, law of averages. I call it the success system. So these principles, along with me incorporating my story, is definitely with this book. There's 3 takeaways. You know, I want you to know the power of the mindset, the power of writing things down as far as goals, and that success leaves clues. So I'm always incorporating certain principles. And when I do the training, you know, whether it's corporate training or I do training far as I do staff training far as teachers. Or even with the mentoring program, I'm just very passionate about instilling winning principles to help people take their life to the next level.
Let's talk about some winning principles.
Okay.
I need some winning principles.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit you with 3 right now. That's very powerful. Okay. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, we're in the studio with Jay Black, motivational speaking brand, author, all of that. He's going to be giving us some winning principles for success. So if you're an entrepreneur, artist, if you're somebody who's looking to in a relationship or leverage relationships, start something, this is for you.
Okay, so with the 8 steps to success, I would give you 8, but all you gotta do is go and pre-order my book and you can get it, everything in the book.
Don't
give
me the whole game.
So I want to touch on 1, 6, and 7. Once again, 1, 6, and 7. So attitude equals altitude. So number 1 is have a great attitude. Number 1 is have a great attitude. Like I said, attitude equals altitude. So it's very important to have a great attitude. Now, I'm gonna skip 6 and go to 7 because that explains why.
Wait a minute now. Let's dive into attitude.
Okay.
Now, when you say have a great attitude, are you talking about, what does that mean, have a great attitude? I mean, I think I'm a good person, but can I have a bad attitude? And when you mean attitude, you mean like in general or like towards towards the goal. I don't get it.
No, so that's right. I'm going to go to number seven. So you'll for the bring full circle far as number one when I say have a great attitude, okay?
All right.
Because it brings everything to number one. So number one, have a great attitude. Now, number seven, know why you're here and where you're going. Now, the reason why Jamar Blackman, a.k.a. J. Black, a.k.a. the go-getter, can always be so excited because I know why I'm here and where I'm going. Now, I can hit it from a few different angles. Now, I'm married. I have a wife. I have four kids depending on me. So that alone, I'm very excited every single day because I know I have a responsibility to take care of them. So that's why my attitude is always great because I know somebody's watching me. Beyond that, I believe I was born to inspire, to empower, to develop people to become the best version of themselves. So with me at this point, I get tons of messages as far as me just simply being me, how much I inspire people. So I want to make sure that my attitude is always high because I don't believe in stress. I believe that stress doesn't change your situation. So in life, you're going to have adversity. And this is one thing I stress with my mentoring program with my young kings and young queens. With our mission statement, it's a part that says adversity is a part of the journey to success. So we embrace it. We never give up. Success is the only option. So we tie in having a great attitude. If success is the only option, what does that look like? Okay, so your routine has to be a certain way. If there's a certain way I wake up every day, and I share this on my podcast, Go Get a Podcast with Jay Black. Make sure you subscribe. It's on Apple, Google Play. When you first wake up, I need three positive thoughts. I'll share one of mine with you. Be the change that you want to see in the world. From there, you should be going to the restroom, brushing your teeth, washing your face. If not, we have a problem. But while you're in the restroom, I need you to look in that mirror, and I need positive affirmations. I need you to point, and I need passion. And passion just doesn't mean loud. It can be just intense. So it can be, I'm great. I am a winner. Success is the only option. So I need you to be the first person to speak life into yourself. And before you can transform your life, you have to transform your mind. So this ties into having a great attitude, conditioning yourself mentally to go out and conquer your day. So that's why it's very important to have a great attitude. Now, let's rewind to step six. Number six is protect your attitude. Now, it's easy to start the day with a great attitude, but when those obstacles come, can you protect your attitude? Okay, and these three all go hand in hand, but how can you protect your attitude? So let's take some serious obstacles as far as with me in my life, okay? My wife got diagnosed with MS, you know, multiple sclerosis at a time, 2017. You know, it was a big obstacle. When she has a flare-up, she loses her sight and her feelings in her legs. She's not able to walk. It's developed from stress. So it was a stressful situation. I got fired from a job. I was the first black supervisor at this company. I learned a valuable lesson. Sometimes love can make you ignore your principles. So I had a guy that was a very close friend. I tried to save his job, and by me not doing what I was supposed to do, I ended up getting fired from the job. I'm the provider for my family. I've been there for the last 9 years. So it caused her and me to see her go through this stress and led to the flare-up. So the doctor came in and said, yeah, you know, she'll probably be wheelchair-bound within the next 4 months. Instantly, I said, oh, no, she'll be great. So the doctor's like, you know, I'm a doctor. Well, I understand, but I serve a God that makes the impossible possible. And I'm the ultimate optimist. And maybe a year later, we're going in. The doctor's looking at her chart, and they're saying, this can't be the same person. She's walking. She looks so healthy. She has lesions on her brain and her spine. Being positive is having a great attitude no matter what happens is very, very important. And I believe because of me just being so optimistic, no matter what obstacle we face, another obstacle, two of my kids being diagnosed with autism, them being nonverbal, we still just go head on and we stay positive and we know they're going to be spokespersons for autism. So a great attitude can take you very, very far. You know, I have people that just never met me, but seen the energy, just seen somebody talking about me, and they made a donation. Just recently, I just met this woman, but she loved my energy. She, by the time I got back to the car, she made a purchase of one of my Success is the Only Option shirts, which you can find on jblackinspires.com. So having a great attitude will take you very, very far. But when obstacles come, I think it's very, very important not just to have a great attitude, to protect your attitude. And the way you protect your attitude, you have to know why you're here and where you're going.
Well,
wow. I was taking notes.
Well, we all did. We both did.
Took some notes, man. He says, okay, so let's talk. Let's talk like Jay Black isn't here.
Okay.
So all listen, right. We got have a great attitude, mm-hmm. which is number one. Number six is protect your attitude, which I think is incredible because if you're having a, I tell people when people ask me, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. I say, I feel like $1 million.
That's
you
right.
Love heard it. Me say that. Mm-hmm. Like a million. And I say it on purpose because I don't say it if I don't feel that way.
Right.
Right. But 99.9% of the time, I feel like a million. I don't bring yesterday into the day. This is a new one. And the goal is for me to, when I go to bed, to still be feeling like that million. Now, sometimes I end up having a dollar left right. after the day. So that means I'm not doing number six, which is?
Protect your attitude.
Right. So my attitude is that of being unapproachable to the sense of with wrong negativity. I don't want to be approached with that. So I leave the house thinking, okay, I got this to do. What can I do to help two people before I even get to the job?
Right.
What can I do? And then, so I love this number six, protecting your attitude, because some days I am depleted. By 6 o'clock at night, I'm like, somebody asks me how I'm doing. I'm good.
Right.
I'm good. I'm good. What do you do to protect your attitude, Kat McDaniel?
Well, there was like a pastor who would call people soul suckers. Like, you have people around you. Mm-hmm. You can start off to do your day like we all do. Try to be the most positive person. You walk in the workplace or wherever you're going, and then there's always those Debbie Downers, if you will. They come in and it's always something's wrong, woe is me. And you can try to give them some of your light, if you will, because you're the person that's like, well, this is not too bad. But they always come back with they would have something negative to say. So you have to protect your energy, and for me and my spirit, I just try to make sure that those type of people, I'm going to say, you know, I wish you the best. I'm praying for you, whatever, you know, but you have to keep moving and not feel bad, because I think a part of me, I know how I am. I'm like, when some people call it empath, you know, things kind of wear on me. So sure. I take on those things. So I have to, in order to protect my energy for the day and to be good for my kids, you have to know how to just break loose and just keep moving.
I want to jump in right there, because something she said is very, very important as far as people's energy jumping on you. The principles I'm sharing with you comes from a sales marketing aspect, entrepreneurship, certain things happen in your life that changes your life forever. It's a long story, but I'm going to make it short. As far as the feel, I'm going to talk about law of averages, which is also in the book. So we're looking to talk to 300 people in a day. We're expecting 250 no's. Now, the goal is that you're starting up the day with that great attitude. So that first person you talk to, you can get maybe 100 no's in a row. Now, the goal is that 101st person you talk to, if you can keep that great attitude and give them that same pitch you gave that first person, that 101 person could be that yes.
Incredible.
But if you let that energy jump on you, them nose weigh on you, you go from, hey, how you doing, to, hey, how you doing? You seen these yet? In life, that's what a lot of people do. They let that energy. So you got to be able to throw that energy off of you
soul
and keep going.
Soul suckers, right?
That's right. Soul suckers.
I like that. I like that attitude. I never thought about that. Like, at 6 o'clock, I'm feeling like $1 million. But, right. I mean, in the morning at 6. Mm-hmm. But sometimes by the time 6 o'clock come, especially if I haven't left a space, if I'm still in the same space, it's easier to walk out and then maybe you out with the family, you get re-energized, if you will. But if you're in the same place, the other day I was at work at Bounce for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
Yeah.
To keep that. So Jay Black, tell us about some techniques on protecting your attitude. What are some techniques?
Well, I think the biggest, and I just talk about far as me from a personal standpoint, you got to find out what your button is, what your why. With me, I got a few buttons. It could be my wife. It could be my kids. I mean, at this point, I feel that I'm carrying on tradition of our ancestors. Mm-hmm. As far as in my top three, I love Frederick Douglass, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr. So I feel I'm carrying on that legacy. I feel like I was born to really be inspired. Also, you said 12 hours sitting in one space, so I'm being on mental vacations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so you might not be able to go to Florida or Paris, but mentally you can do that.
Yeah.
So when you could be in that same space right there for 12 hours, you get a break. So during that break, I'll mentally take myself on. I'll get on the plane. I'll fly out. I picture myself, and I'm having a great time in the sun. You know, I'm enjoying it.
Jay Black
so
is
I gotta
on
take
that
myself.
Astral projection. I didn't know that was in. We gotta have another conversation. Listen, man, it's always awesome being able to come in and talk to Jay Black. Jay Black is almost like one of the we have certain families that pop up at the show at least 2-3 times a year. Jay Black is definitely one of them. Jay Black, man, we have a lot of people looking for speakers, a lot of organizations not even knowing. I know you've been able to transcend to do some Zoom stuff.
Yes.
Where can people find you at, Jay Black?
JayBlackInspires.com. You know, definitely get in touch with me. Every aspect of training right now we're doing forms of mentoring program, Go Get Academy. We're doing a lot of Zoom sessions. So we focus on mental health, leadership development, entrepreneurship, community service, financial literacy. So definitely, you have a young king, young queen, ages 9 to 16, get in touch with me, jblackinspires.com.
Is it already open right now?
Yes, we're already doing it. You know, actually, last night's session was definitely impactful. I'm just excited about my young kings and young queens. Shout out to Desiree. You know, shout out to Eric. Those two, it was a powerful session. Shout out to my daughter, Jada Lyric. You know, I just like the fact that they're really locked in. They understand number one and number six. That's right. What I'm big with them right now. So
I love it. I love it. And then
I just want to know how is it working for you?
So what it do, once people get in touch with me, you know, I send out the link. You know, mm-hmm. I create every week. We meet every Wednesday right now, 4 to 5 mm-hmm. hour sessions. So with me, I have specific, I want, as far as the Go Get Academy, I want the kids to be able to have an outlet and vent and talk about things they're going through. Mm-hmm. And I want to mentally, I'm creating mental warriors, mental beasts. I encourage them to understand that you're going to face obstacles. I'm big on that. You're going to face adversity. I want them to understand that. And I throw things at them because I'm building their mental strength. Because no matter in life, what you decide to do, wherever direction you go, you're going to face adversity. So we're having a ton of fun. You know, it's not serious. My style is exciting and educational. So we have a ton of fun. And
and he's mentalating people.
Mentalating, we did.
I'm going to say that too. Go to work.
You know what? I feel like that's good. It's a good link. But are the kids, they're able to engage? How are you registering them then in this way since they're Zoom? Because I know before you guys used to meet in person.
Yeah,
how are they able to?
It's a big, you're talking about as far as the transition?
Yeah, like what are, so if somebody new like me, I have a son. If he's, you know, if he's home between those hours.
Well, you get in touch with me beforehand. I'll need his name, his age. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get your information. Either email or a phone number, and I'll send you the link a day before every week, and you just tune in. They'll just need a notebook and a pen.
How much does it cost? Is there a cost?
Right now, it's free right now. That free 4-letter word, 99. Free.
You know we always like free 99.
That 4-letter word. So get in touch right now while I'm doing this. Right
so
now,
everybody
it's free.
Get in touch with so get Jay in touch Black, with man. Me,
Jay Black. Listen, we got...
What's the ages again real quick?
Yep.
9 to 16.
9 to 16.
9 to 16.
So we got 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Last week, we talked about the movie of the week.
That's right.
And we watched Five Bloods by Spike Lee.
They're impactful.
Did you see that yet?
No.
I mean, we need to watch that.
You have to get...
The story of five Vietnam veterans mm-hmm. going back to
retrieve
the captain, mm-hmm. which was Chadwick Boseman,
yes.
Black
yeah.
Panther guy.
Okay.
But they went to retrieve him, or did they want to retrieve
or
him?
Or did they? They had an alternative motive. Yeah.
It was great.
It was really good.
It was like they was in war.
What I loved about it, he was able to transcend uh-huh. back and forth.
Yep. And here's what I thought was also great artistically. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, like, when he go backwards in the time, mm-hmm. they went backwards in the time, and the film was grimy. It looked 70-ish. The guy is young looking, mm-hmm. but the four guys, it's still old.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I was like, why are they doing that? But by the time you really realized why they was doing it, it was awesome. Leave it up to Spike Lee.
He touched on so many different issues. It's crazy.
Yes, you gotta watch it.
Well, y'all definitely should get paid for the commercial y'all just did, but y'all not. But I know Spike Lee is happy. So
no, Spike Lee's my man. I know Spike Lee.
Okay,
Spike
so what's the name of it? It's called Five Bloods.
And if you ever watch Miracle at Santa Ana, it's kind of like that. So it puts you in that mind frame. So instead of in Germany, they're in Vietnam.
I love it.
I loved it too.
What you got this week?
Well, this week I have Hamilton. I don't know if anybody watched it.
I got blasted at work because I'm the only one up there that haven't seen it. But
now it's on Disney. Now you got to watch it. Yes. Now you got to watch it. Hamilton. So let's make sure.
3 hours.
Yep. Did you see it yet, Jay Black?
Not my kids. You know, they never got it. I've caught glimpses of it, but
a lot of people be listening to the audiobooks. You've read the plays. You know, if you've been through school, if it's something you remember. So it's just, I love Broadway.
Hey,
so.
Listen, I thought it was a great one. I'm going to check it out.
Okay.
You just brought up and I got to watch
That's
it.
That's right.
And we'll talk about it next week. Hey, listen, real quick, we got 2 minutes. Let's do one bro call real quick. Bro call is an opportunity for us to give people shout outs who are doing real good in the community. Jay Black, we're going to let you do one. Go ahead.
Okay, I got to shout out my guy. Finally hit that goal as far as having a son. Frank Miller III, 7'4 Clothing. Got to shout my guy out.
Frank Miller III.
Okay.
III. So we're going to leave it like that. If you'd like to be added to anything that we're doing, please give us a call. You can contact me at 330-283-9881 or email me at aeps@bouncehub.org. That's our show for today. I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to listen. AKR, Be Me Community, and everyone for taking the time out to listen. I also like to thank our guest, Jake Black, the Goal Getter.
And just real quick, Goals Give Direction, the motivational speaking album, is on all digital platforms. And now Goals Give Direction, the book, Goal Setting with Strong Faith Will Activate Your Superpower, is available for pre-order. JakeBlackAspires.com. Yes.
Right. So on behalf of Akron Community Voice, my name is Ace Epps, and that's
Kat McDaniel.
Thank you, and enjoy your day.